Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Eva Rosenberg is here too, ladies and gentlemen. As I promised you, Eva Rosenberg is with us. She is the Tax Mama, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe that's still her website, isn't it, Eva? TaxMama.com?
It is, in fact, TaxMama.com.
Welcome back. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Is it hot in California?
Oh, we only have the air conditioning on. It's 5 in the morning. Probably 80 degrees. What the heck?
What the heck, huh?
And
the title of your book, go ahead and give it to us, please.
Small Business Taxes Made Easy.
All right. Small Business Taxes Made Easy. And that's available wherever books are sold, isn't it?
Wherever books are sold, and, you know, you can get it online at Amazon and even Walmart. Can you imagine?
I believe it, and TaxMama.com as well. Eva, I know one of the things you had on your mind today is something called self-directed IRAs. Now, I thought that was like I thought it was redundant to say self-directed IRAs. Aren't they all self-directed?
Well, you know, you kind of think that they are because you can put them into a brokerage account, for instance, and you can pick the stocks or mutual funds that you buy. But what if you want to use that money to buy a business? What if you want to use that money to buy real estate? What if you want to use the money on investing in things that you want to accomplish? You can't. The custodians on most IRAs, you know, Schwab and so forth, won't let you do that.
Right. They won't let you choose a sort of a non-traditional investment with it.
That's right.
Right.
They won't do that because their necks are on the line. Your custodian has to approve whatever investments you put money into. And so, you know, when it's the major brokerages, things that are on the stock market, they approve those en masse. To do it one by one for each person is expensive.
Right, and you wouldn't want to pay the load for that.
That's right. Most people wouldn't want to pay the load. I mean, years and years ago, somebody went and started a business. They had this wonderful idea for a non-electric mouse. It didn't need any power. And back then, computers didn't have all those little slots that you could hook up devices to.
The USBs, yeah.
Well, they didn't have USBs, but they didn't even have plugs. You had one or two, and they were precious. You didn't want to waste it on a game port. And so we knew at the time that there was a very limited life for this. And everyone I talked to said they were interested in putting money into it, but if only I could use the money in my IRA. That's the only money I have. At the time, I found the Bank of Beverly Hills would evaluate the investment for $100. And they would let you do a self-directed IRA. They would let you invest in a small business like this.
And so that's what self-directed means. It means that it basically means that you can use non-traditional investments to put the money in.
That's right. But that was in the mid-'80s. That was over 20 years ago.
Right.
Today, after all those companies that people put their money into, you know, through their self-directed IRAs went defunct, it's not that easy anymore. Now it's expensive to put money into a self-directed IRA. And so if you're going to do that, you don't want to be putting your money into something somebody else controls. What if you're able to take your money and put it into a self-directed IRA and invest it in your own business?
So you're saying I'm going to ask you, what if you could do that?
What if you could do that?
Can you do that?
I researched this, and I found a way. I found a number of different ways to set it up so that you can invest your IRA money or your 401k money in your own business or your own projects.
Now, this is not going to get us arrested, is it, Eva?
not only is this not going to get arrested, I have IRS trying to find me a speaker to come and explain why it's legal.
Wow. Good for you. All right, so how do we do it?
Well, we're going to be holding a live workshop in Las Vegas on
September 8th. Yeah, that's right. You're going to Vegas.
That's right. We're going to Vegas. After all, this is about gambling and having fun.
But now, this is one of those things that what happens in Vegas doesn't have to stay in Vegas, right? We're gonna export this, right?
Well, what happens in Vegas is going to save you a lot of money instead of letting you blow it for a change.
So if I've got, what you're saying is, what you're talking about is exactly what's happening to a lot of small businesses. They don't make enough money to do two things, to fund the growth of their business with their profits and set aside money for retirement, put money in a mutual fund or annuity or whatever, or something like that. They don't have, say, $5,000 or whatever to put into that. They need that $5,000 as they're growing their business. That $5,000 is a lot of their working capital. They need that to buy more inventory or to buy some new technology or do a marketing campaign.
Or to pay for advertising.
Exactly, marketing campaign or something like that. So what you're saying is with a self-directed IRA, they could actually do both with the same $5,000.
That's right. I have found a way. Well, the initial cost is still going to be high, but you're investing the rest of it all back into your own business. And the really neat thing is you can divert a part of your profits directly into these IRAs.
How long has this been available?
It's been available for a long time, but nobody's figured out how to do this.
Why didn't you tell me about this 10 years ago, Eva?
You know what? Nobody could figure out how to do this for your business.
Mm-hmm.
I just figured it out.
Ah, you're the only person in the world who discovered this.
Well, pretty much.
Okay, pretty so much. What are the mechanical steps?
Well, that's what we're going to explain at the workshop. So if
You're going to give us a sneak preview right now.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, but if you're interested, okay, go to sdretirement.com.
SB Retirement.
SDRetirement.com.
Oh, SD.
Retirement.
I got you.
And I put up a summary of what's going to happen at this workshop.
Okay.
The idea here is that you're going to be able to take a piece of your business, put it into an IRA. And imagine if you put it into a Roth IRA.
Go ahead.
When you put it into a Roth IRA, you'll never have to pay tax on it at all.
So it's a Roth IRA that you're using, not a regular IRA.
Well, you can use a regular.
When we come back, we're going to sort all this out. We're going to sort all this out and find out if you can use something besides a Roth IRA, which we'll even tell you what that is. And we'll do that right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having an outstanding visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg, the Tax Mama. That's taxmama.com. Is that the only website, or you got another one?
Well, there's taxtwist.com, where I'm moving everything right now.
That's the new one. I knew there was a new one out there somewhere.
There is.
Is it up? Is it available right now, taxtwist.com?
It's available right now. That's where all of the new articles are going until I move the 14,000 pages from Tax Mama, and then it will be Tax Mama again.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're going to Tax Mama. I'm glad you're not abandoning Tax Mama, because I love that URL. That's a wonderful one. Yeah, we can't do without Tax Mama. Okay. So check it out, folks, when you get a chance, taxmama.com. Eva, now, you're talking about how small business owners can take the capability of an IRA and use that money to also fund the growth of the company, not give it to a mutual fund or some other organization, leave it in your business, but here's the question, here's the magic question, Eva, still get the tax break?
Yeah, and see, this is one of the things that bugs me. I don't know how your investments are doing these days, but since 2000, excuse me, since March of 2000, my investments have not done really well. Mm-hmm. Remember when everything, remember when everything tanked?
Right, I remember that.
And I lost 50% of my investments.
Your 401k became a 201k.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, since then it's kind of picking back up. I probably recovered 80% of what I've lost up through 2000.
Mm-hmm.
But it's painful. And, you know, every day I look at the investments, they've dropped down or they've dropped up, they've gone back up. If I put the money, imagine if I could take my own money and invest it in my own business and divert, let's say, 10% off the top of my sales directly into the IRA.
Right.
And I still get my $4,000 or $10,000 or whatever deduction for my contribution to the IRA or the simple or whatever it is. But if besides that, let's say that my sales are $200,000. Mm-hmm. I can drop another $20,000 right off the top, or 30 or 50, depending on what I put into, what part of the business I put into that IRA.
This is an IRA structure, individual retirement account structure.
It's any kind of retirement account. It will work with it with a simple. It'll work with a 401k.
Is that right?
Yes, especially a.
What is the form? 401k. How do we get the forms to set this up?
Well, that's what we're going to work on at this workshop.
Now you're telling me you're saying that you've got that it's still going to be expensive too, right? How is it going to be expensive?
It's still going to be about $3,000 or $4,000 to set it up in the first place, and to set up the structure, the LLC or whatever the entity is that's going to own the business.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get past that, it's relatively cheap to maintain when you consider that you can put $50,000 a year in there.
So now, are you saying? See, my business is incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
So you saying I'd have to create another structure?
Yep. The IRA itself is another structure, and within there you're going to have maybe an LLC, maybe several LLCs, depending on what pieces of the business that you're doing.
Right.
And you're going to take a part of your business, and we're going to figure out exactly what part of the business you can afford to move that you don't need to use directly to live on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can use that money to build that part of the business up.
Is this the kind of thing our CPA can help us with?
No.
They won't know anything about
that. Doesn't know how to do this.
And they might be afraid to do it.
A lot, you know what? A lot of people are afraid to do this, and I've spoken to a number of people who are custodians of self-directed IRAs and so forth. They don't get it. I found somebody who has a legal team. They research this, and I talk to IRS. They don't see a problem with this.
Can you get somebody from the IRS that we can talk to on the show to talk about this? Can you identify somebody?
Jim, I'm trying to find the right person at IRS to speak at our event.
Right.
So sooner or later, once I have this person, we will do that.
All right.
But what let me tell you what we're going to do. Anybody who wants to sign up for this event in September is going to get a questionnaire outlining everything that we need to know for them to get ready to put this together about their business, about their plans and so forth. And when they come to the event, not only are they going to learn everything they need, they're going to get help to fill out all the forms to set it up and to move the business directly in.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to walk away with complete and active self-directed IRAs, Roth, or whatever it is.
What if we're interested but we can't get to Vegas on that date?
If you're interested and you can get to Vegas, we're going to do something probably in the middle of August that will be online. It's going to cost more because it's going to come with a year's worth of support.
Right.
But we're not ready. That product isn't ready yet.
If what you're talking about works, I can see it could be huge. And I tell you what I want you to do, Eva. I will give you another. We'll do this again on the show in a month or so. If you'll get the IRS person to join you.
I'm working on finding the right
person. Find that person. Tell them we want them to be on the show. Talk about this. Eva, give us your website again, please.
TaxMama.com and
TaxMama.com.
And SDIRA.com. Come join us.
SDIRA.com.
SDRetirement.com.
Retirement.com. SDRetirement.com. Thanks, Eva. See you next time. Quick break. Right back with a new friend, Gordon Brown, right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.